VDOT is in the midst of their public hearings and comment period for the annual six-year improvement program, in which the budget is set on expected revenue. Jason Bond of the Salem District says after hearing the voice of the public, it is the Commonwealth Transportation Board that directs what VDOT moves from plans to pavement.
Each year we do have this public comment period for the Commonwealth Transportation Board to hear from the public in deciding what projects they're going to fund. And each year the plan is revisited because revenue forecasts change and priorities change over time.
Priorities are set for the three phases of each project: preliminary engineering, the right-of-way phase, and then construction.
For a project to become reality, it has to have funding for each of those phases. The six-year plan allocates how the projected revenues over a six-year window will be spent on a particular project to move it through those phases.
Now, this year's comment period, prioritization, and plans may be somewhat for naught due to a new law that goes into effect July 1st that makes major changes to approving projects.
House Bill 2 requires that the Commonwealth Transportation Board establish some type of criteria for prioritizing the transportation funds that we do have. Things like congestion mitigation, economic development, safety, accessibility, environmental quality. These are some of the factors that the board is being tasked by legislation to come up with to sort of weigh projects against each other around the state.
HB 2 is designed to balance the transportation needs and subsequent money budgeted between the diversity of Virginia's metro and rural areas. Even after all the hearings and comments, projects in this year's plan, not fully funded or yet under construction, will come under the new guidelines, and it may turn out to be much lower on VDOT's to-do list. I'm Tab O'Neill.